Good morning. It is Friday, December 22nd, the penultimate Friday of September. I'm Steve Smith, along with Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City. Hey there. Welcome back, Joanne.
Good to see you, Steve.
And nice to have you here for Cultural Continuum. We begin with an event that last week's commentator, Amy McFarlane, was associated with. Hospice of Siouxland, they present Fun Pianos by 176 Keys. That's two keyboards. I think that's what the deal is.
It is. It's dueling pianos.
Yes. And that'll be today, tonight, actually, starting with a social hour and appetizers at 7 o'clock, followed by the Dueling Piano Show at 8 o'clock. For more information, you can go to hospiceofsiouxland.com. When Amy was here, we had the location, but now she's not here, and I've forgotten.
It's country estates, country celebrations. It's the new event center north on Hamilton Boulevard, right across from Mike's Saloon.
That's right. Okay.
Yes. Excellent. I only know that, listeners, because my son and his new wife had their reception there.
Oh,
so,
okay.
A very, very nice, not only event center, but very nice event. And congrats to Hospice for putting that on. Great fun evening.
Okay, and that gets underway again tonight at appetizers at 7, and then the event at 8 with the piano folks.
The dueling begins.
Yes.
Sioux City Community Theater is presenting the musical production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast, and that is this weekend, and it will continue through Sunday, October 1st. The evening shows are at 7:30 p.m., and of course, the Sunday matinees are at 2 p.m. Don't wait to get your tickets on that. You can go to scctheaterwithanre.org or call the box office.
And Lamb Arts Regional Theater is presenting Alabama Story. That got underway this past weekend and continues through Sunday, October 1st, with select showtimes. In the play, a segregationist senator wants a controversial children's book taken off library shelves, but a fearless librarian refuses, putting both of their worlds at risk. Alabama Story is based on the real-life story of segregation, censorship, and civil rights in 1959. Go to lambtheater.com for more on Alabama Story.
The Siouxland Humane Society is having its 15th annual Pets on Parade. That's going to be Saturday. It's a 5K run. It starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by a one-mile fun walk for those of us who walk and don't run. That will start at 11 a.m. All of this is at Riverside Park. And then after the walk, there will be food, music, chainsaw, wood carving, demonstration. Pets are welcome, but they need to be on the leash. They should be up to date on their shots. That makes friends. And they also should be friendly around people and other animals.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it seems to be commonsensical. This is a great event. God bless the Siouxland Humane Society for doing this. And more information, SiouxlandHumaneSociety.org.
The Northwest Iowa Symphony Orchestra is sponsoring an up-close, hands-on tour of unique places in Sioux Center tomorrow, with guided tours taking place from 9 a.m. to 12:30. The tour is called Oh, the Places You'll See, and you'll see Dean Holding's Classic Cars, First Reformed Church of Sioux Center Parsonage, Smithfield Brand Foods, and the Dort College Organ.
More information on that at niso.dort.edu. Nice little road trip up there to Dort. The Railroad Museum, closer to home, is offering a new Ride the Rails program where visitors can operate the 1943 General Electric 45-ton switcher locomotive during a two-hour-long session. They don't say whether or not you need a driver's license or CDL to do this, but that would be great fun. So you can be a railroad engineer for a day, and that is going to be 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Reservations, though, are required, so you need to visit SiouxCityRailroadMuseum.org if you want to take part in that.
They don't just let you drive a locomotive unless you've made a reservation, Joanne.
There you go.
Heidi on Gordon Drive is hosting Kids in the Kitchen tomorrow. That'll be starting at 11 o'clock. Kids will get to put together tasty recipes and learn about nutrition with a Heidi dietitian. The class theme is fall flavors. It's recommended for kids ages 5 through 12, but pre-registration for that is also required.
More than 40 select brews and craft beers will be featured at this year's Nature's Calls event. That's going to be Saturday. It goes from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Sioux City Convention Center. 11 area artisans and nature-themed vendors will also exhibit items like honey products, cutting boards, and Nature Edge slab furniture at the event. And it's put on by the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. But, of course, it's the 40 select brews and craft beers that everyone is interested in. Go to Woodbury Parks. KNEFFLERS.org for a lot more information.
One of those big fall events. Kneffler Chevrolet, remember drive-in movies? Kneffler Chevrolet is having a drive-in movie night tomorrow night. The movie is Gone in 60 Seconds, and that'll be set up in the parking lot at 100 Jackson Street there on Kneffler Chevrolet grounds. Outdoor parking and seating begins at 7:30. The movie begins at dusk. Gone in 60 Seconds, incidentally, is rated PG-13.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center will present the one-man show Grant Wood, Prairie Rebel, with actor Tom Milligan. That's going to be 2 o'clock on Sunday. And in his 45-minute show, Milligan portrays famed Iowa artist Grant Wood, who chats with the audience, as if talking to an old friend across the backyard fence or maybe at his home in Five Turner Alley in Cedar Rapids. He tells the audience about his life and how his work changed the art world forever. 2 o'clock on Sunday at the Betty Strong Encounter Center, or you can visit SiouxCityLCIC.com for more details.
The Dickinson County Conservation Board's next Hike the Wild program is coming up on Tuesday. Hikers will meet at the Dickinson County Nature Center at 9:30 in the morning and then caravan to Spring Creek Trailhead at Fort Defiance, and that is in Esterville, Iowa. Hike the Wild is held on the fourth Tuesday of each month, even in the wintertime, Joanne.
Yes.
All year round.
Why not? Gretchen Gondek, that's a name that listeners are most familiar with. Well, she is going to be the host of a new lifelong learning series that invites the public to meet local artists and authors over coffee, tea, and treats on the campus of Western Iowa Tech Community College. The first Books and Hospitality T-E-A. Oh, we're so clever here at
she must have named it.
I'm sure she did. It's going to feature Sioux City author Bruce Hopkins and his book, The Art of Decay. Now, Bruce will also read excerpts from his collection of essays, poems, and drawings, share his creative process. Again, that is going to be September 27th. It's going to be at 10:30 a.m. until noon. Lifelong learning area here on the Witt campus, free and open to the public.
And the Sioux City Camera Club is holding a meeting on Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., and that'll be at First Presbyterian Church. That is Thursday, September 28th. Visiting photographers and shutterbugs are welcome to attend for a night of fun and photography lessons. The club holds 2 meetings a month on the second and last Thursday of the month during the school year. If you'd like more information on that, you can go to SiouxCityCameraClub.com. And that's about all we have to talk about this morning. If you would like to contribute, if you'd like something publicized, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. And that information will be processed by our own Allie Carson. And we want to thank her this morning. And I also want to thank my co-host Joanne Fox for helping out this morning. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Steve Smith.